Dr. Penske dictating a case review on June 22nd regarding Jennifer Johnson. As per the records provided, Jennifer Johnson was seen by WorkNet on 1/13/22 period. Earlier that day, she was looking up and did not watch where she was walking as she fell through a hole in a unit approximately 7 feet. She landed on her feet and then hit her left hand and elbow and went forward, hitting the left forehead region as well. Period. She denied any previous injuries to the involved areas. Period. She was examined and diagnosed with contusions of her left hand, left elbow at the medial epicondyle, left ulnar wrist, and left lateral foot. Period. She was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She followed up through 2/2/22 when she was referred for a left wrist MRI. Period. She could continue to work in a full duty capacity. Period. They noted x-rays of the left foot, wrist, and elbow on 1/13/22 were negative for acute trauma. Period. In paragraph, left wrist MRI was done on 2/3/22 to be inserted. Period. On 2/9/22, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Rekant, R-E-K-A-N-T. He diagnosed left traumatic hamate hook fracture. Period. They discussed treatment options, including possible surgical intervention. Period. On 2/25/22, Dr. Rekant performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively through 4/11/22. Period. She had some residual palmar soreness and swelling. Period. On exam, the surgical incision was stable and the hand was stable with no sign of infection. Paired JAMA strength testing in the second position is 80 pounds on the right and 50 pounds on the left. Paired key pinch is 17 pounds on the right and 14 pounds on the left with improved sensation in the ulnar nerve distribution. Paired felt there was sufficient healing to allow her to return to work in a full duty capacity. Paired. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 1/13/22, Jennifer Johnson fell while at work, injuring her left hand. Period. She was seen at WorkNet, where x-rays of the wrist and other body areas were negative. Period. She underwent a left wrist MRI on 2/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Rekant diagnosed her with a fracture of the hook of the hamate. Period. Surgery was done on 2/25/22. Period. She followed up with him through 4/11/22 with much improved results. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case for the diagnosis of fracture of the hook of the hamate treated surgically. Period. She was released to full duty, speaking to her functional status. Period. Clinical exam. Did find minor abnormalities at the time of discharge. Period. Clinical studies confirmed the presence of pathology that was mild to moderate in severity. Period. End.